Look, you are well. Do not sin any more, so that nothing worse may happen to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In that reading that Mistela Marquez gave for us, did you understand that? It's a bit cryptic. Talking about a bunch of water, right? A bunch of water that's going out from underneath the temple. First, it's just as deep as his ankles, then it's as deep as his knees, then it rises to his waist, and then it becomes so deep that he can't wade through it anymore. He's got to swim. A mighty river. Well, what is that water really talking about? It's obviously not talking about a real river that's underneath the temple, even though there happens to be water that does flow underneath there. It isn't exactly like the prophet is describing here. You know what that water is? Kind of, yes, the water of salvation. But what's the water of salvation? It's the water of baptism. That's what it's talking about. It's talking about the water of baptism that's going on there. Why? What is baptism? If you want to get a good grade on your baptism exam, you should memorize this. You're going to say this and it's going to light up in my soul and I'm going to say you pass right away. Okay? Baptism is this. It's nothing but immersion or plunging into the very life of Christ. That's all it is. It's plunging into Christ's life. And so that's what this water is talking about. It's plunging into the life of God. Why? Because what is the effect of this water that goes on here? Is that when it laps up upon the river and when the trees begin to grow there, they become good trees, amazing trees, really miraculous trees. What tree do you know that gives fruit more than once a year? There are a few. How many of them give fruit 12 times a year? There's not a single one that does. These are the kind of trees that if you look in the book of Revelation, Jesus talks about being there in heaven, that give a new kind of fruit every single year so that nobody is ever tired of what's given there. Well, what it's really talking about is our lives are supposed to be nourished by that same water, which is our baptism. That the work that God wants to do within our lives is to be simply underneath that tree, connected to that tree. Just as Sister talks about from 1 John chapter 15, where we got to be connected to the vine, and when we're not, we cut ourselves off from the life of grace. Beautiful video she has. What our Lord wants to show us is that so long as we remain connected to that tree, we're able to partake of its fruits, which are good for fruit, and the leaves of which are good for medicine, meaning, what is it, the example of the lives of the saints. Because when the lives of the saints are present there before us, they inspire us and can lead us to the point where we can receive that cure, that salve, that aid that we need to live the life of grace that we're actually called to do. Knowing that we don't have to do it on our own, but we can receive the same things that the saints before us did. Be healed in the same ways that they were healed. Just by sticking underneath that tree. That's what our Lord has for us. That's why he speaks to this man who is healed. And he goes to him and he says, look, you have been healed. You're totally well. You were lame before. You had nobody to be able to take you into the waters. I am your water. And from there, he begins to show him, don't sin anymore, because else something worse is going to happen to you. Well, what's worse than being lame? What's worse than not being able to move around? What's worse than being stuck in a place and never being able to do something for yourself? Separation from God. Turning back on the healing which he gives us. Rejecting the life that he so generously bestows upon us. Turning our gaze in such a way so that we don't even want to look at the tree that God plants before us. Not taking the fruit which our Lord desires us to eat. That's what sin does. It keeps us from that lifeblood which God gave us, his own life which he plunged us into in baptism. So what our Lord's message for us today is to be like the man who is there. Yes, each one of us has been healed. I don't see anyone in here who's not been baptized. And if you haven't been, you better talk to me because we're going to do that. It's necessary for salvation. But if you have, don't sin anymore. Turn to our Lord. And if you fall into sin, seek the medicine, which is that of the saints. And how did the saints get healed? And what medicines did they use? Obviously, they used confession. Obviously, they turned to our Lord. Obviously, their lives were instructed by those who went before them. So our Lord says the same to us today. Meditate on your baptism. Reach into those waters which God cleansed you first and called you his own beloved daughter. They called you his own beloved son. And ask him for the grace to never leave that tree, which is nourished by those same waters, which gives forth good fruit for you when you need it, and allows you the medicine of the lives of the saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.